About 20 years ago, Carrie Fowler and Jeffrey Houghton wanted to prevent hunger and protect the world's food supply. The two men imagined a so-called doomsday vault for plant feeds. A vault is a secure storage structure. Fowler and Houghton's goal was to keep a supply of seeds safe if existing seed banks were threatened by war, climate change, or other crises. They decided to build their storage building into the side of a mountain north of the Arctic Circle. To a lot of people today, it sounds like a perfectly reasonable thing to do, Fowler said from Saudi Arabia in an interview with the Associated Press. Seeds, he added, are a valuable natural resource that needs protection. But, Fowler said, 15 years ago, shipping a lot of seeds to the closest place to the North Pole that you can fly into and putting them inside a mountain did not sound reasonable. In his words, it was the craziest idea anybody ever had. Their idea became the Svalbard Global Seed Vault on the Norwegian island of Svalbard. The vault opened in 2008 and now holds 1.25 million seed samples from nearly every country in the world. The structure was built into the side of a mountain. It protects the seeds of over 6,000 kinds of agriculturally important plants. The Crop Trust website says its purpose is to back up gene bank collections to secure the foundation of our future food supply. Last week, Fowler and Houghton were named the 2024 World Food Prize winners for their work. Fowler is now the U.S. Special Diplomat for Global Food Security. Houghton is an agricultural scientist from Britain. They were named the winners of the yearly prize at the U.S. Department of State in Washington. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken praised the men at the announcement for their critical role in preserving crop diversity. For many years, countries have created seed banks to store seeds for future use. But Fowler said he was concerned that climate change would cause disorder in agriculture. This would make the seed supply even more important. Houghton is an executive board member at the Global Crop Diversity Trust, an international nonprofit group. He said there were a lot of threats to crops in the past, such as insects, disease, land degradation, and political unrest. He said that climate change has made these problems worse. So he and Fowler saw a need for additional secure seed storage. Houghton explained that climate change is changing pests and diseases. He added, climate change is putting a whole lot of extra problems on what has always been significant ones. Fowler and Houghton said they hope winning the food prize will help them raise more money for seed banks around the world. Operating them is not too costly. However, the financial support needs to continue forever. This is really a chance to get that message out and say, look, this relatively small amount of money is our insurance policy. Our insurance policy that we're going to be able to feed the world in 50 years, Houghton said. Norman Borlaug established the World Food Prize. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970 for his part in what is called the Green Revolution. That was a big effort to make crops more productive, so the world's growing population would not go hungry. This fall, Fowler and Houghton will accept the prize in Des Moines, Iowa, the city where the Food Prize Foundation is based. They will also split the $500,000 award. This year's prize will be presented at the yearly Norman E. Borlaug International Dialogue. The conference will be held in Des Moines from October 29th to the 31st. I'm Anna Mateo.